Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws to second. Carew drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Carew. Cater moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gosger. The throw from Batty and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reese. Webster reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Monday goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew catches it and throws to second to double up Webster. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball towards center. Monday catches it and throws to first to double up Clark. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gosger. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Perry. Roof moves to second. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty strikes out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Roger Repose pinch hits for Lou Krause. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webster moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Cater moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Webster scores. Cater moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander pinch hits for Jim Perry. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Olander moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.